Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trevor Boehm, your host. If you are a returning listener, I just want to give you some love and gratitude. We just checked numbers yesterday and the podcast is still growing and growing and growing. And it's doing so because good people like you are sharing this in your stories, emailing it to other guys, emailing it to women, sharing it all over the place. So just thank you. This mission, as you know, is massive. And it takes so much energy and so much time and so much effort by so many people. And so on behalf of me and my team, thank you so much for supporting the podcast and for sharing the episodes with your friends. If you are a new listener, welcome aboard. My name is Trevor Boehm. I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, which is now a worldwide movement of men and women who are dedicated to ending the suffering in men so that we end the suffering caused by men. And we're doing that by building a movement of over a million men who express their masculinity through both the primal aspects of masculinity and the divine aspects of masculinity. So I know that was a mouthful, but basically think of it like a really cool group of people all over the world, all focused on the same thing and wearing rad t-shirts. That's kind of it. And no, it's not a cult, even though Dave and I are going to dive back into like whether we may be a cult now or not, but we're not really a cult, just so you know. I am also the author of two separate books with a third on the way. The first is called Today I Rise, which is 90 individual letters to you who just got dumped, or you who just got left, or you who just found out you're getting divorced. And this can be anywhere in that heartbreak cycle. You could have gotten divorced 3 years ago. I have people who have read it years after the divorces and say it is such a lifesaver. So please check that out. It's on Amazon. It's on Audible. A great book. If you're going through a heartbreak or if you know somebody who is, please get them that book. Book number two is Man Uncivilized. I'm sure as you can tell by the second word, that's the book that launched this entire revolution. That's the reason why I have a company. We have a staff. We have over 50 leaders, men leading teams in the nation, outside of the nation, etc. Why we have courses, why we have workshops like the initiation, which I'm going to talk about in a second. It's why everything blew up. It is a guide, and it is outlining the third paradigm of masculinity, the one that didn't exist, and I don't think still exists other than us, maybe a couple close other people, when I started my search. So we take the primal aspects, the traditional aspects of masculinity, and we temper them and add to them emotional intelligence, trauma resolution, and relationship. That book, Man Uncivilized, is also available on Amazon and Audible. As I said a second ago, I want to talk about the initiation because we have one coming up. This is our big five-day workshop. This is where we go the deepest. You can go to an Uncivilized 101 event and hear about what we do. You can come to one of the Kill the Nice Guy workshops and get a different flavor. But this, the initiation, this is the all-in 5 days, equine therapy, men's work. We're going for it. You will be a radically different man walking out than you walked in. We have the only one we're doing this year as of now in April in Colorado. So if you're interested or you know someone who could benefit from this work, go to manuncivilized.com/initiation. Yes, we have had people come to multiple of them because they have stuff that they continuously want to work on. So even if you've been to one of our events, you're welcome to come back. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Today, I'm answering another question that I got on Instagram. And it was, what was the most impactful aspect or aspects of men's work for you? So personally, me, Trevor, what did men's work do for me? Right, I run a men's movement. I do men's workshops. I coach men. Like, I'm in the men's space. I love men's work. I think it is so valuable for men. So especially now, like so valuable. I know I'm biased, but I think every man on the planet should be in a men's group and should be doing some aspect of this work. If they did, if we did, it would be a radically different human experience. But here they are in no particular order. And please stick around for number three. Because it's a biggie. It's a deeper one. But here's number one. Men's work got me to quit drinking alcohol, quit smoking pot, and quit looking at porn. And I want to say this in a very specific way. It made me outgrow all three. And that's not a judgment or a shame to anybody who still drinks or still smokes pot or still looks at porn. But personally, and this is really interesting because this past weekend I was with Dewey and 25 therapists learning about how to work with men. And Dewey said the point of therapy is actually to mature you through the developmental process, through the developmental stages where you may have gotten stuck because of trauma or other things that happened to you. So that was really interesting because 6 years ago, I remember thinking, I want to outgrow alcohol. Like, I don't want to need it. I need it now. I need it to relax. I need it to sleep. I need it in social situations. Same with pot. Like, I can't really sit by myself. I can't go to Trader Joe's. I'd be bored. Like, life is boring unless I'm high. And then porn was just this like constant stimulation. It was like drinking a Red Bull, you know, multiple times a day. I'm just like, oh, cool. I feel energized. And when I started going through therapy, started really diving into who I am, what I want to do in this world, why I'm here, and then executing on that. So not just like mentally masturbating with it, but actually saying, okay, stake in the ground. I'm going to put some skin in this game. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to share my story. I'm going to get on a TED stage. I'm going to share my stories publicly. I'm going to write another book. I'm going to get so outside my comfort zone, you know, 70 times a day, that is my new existence. And when I started doing that and feeling the tussle of being on purpose, feeling the parts of my past that were unresolved because I still had anger or grief or resentment or anything like that, once those got resolved through the relationality of men's work, of being in men's groups, right? Once that stuff kind of got healed, and think of it like the bottom of the bucket filled in, I didn't really need to pour alcohol, weed, and porn in there. So think about that for yourself. If you're using one of those substances in a way that you don't feel as conscious, like you kind of need it. It's not just a choice. Everyone says like, oh, I could quit drinking anytime. I'm like, cool, then do. Well, I got a wedding coming up. Okay, well, why can't you go to a wedding without drinking? Well, I got a family meeting. You get it. Like, a lot of people give up substances by white knuckling January and then fall right back into it. And if that's you, then I'm curious, what could men's work do for you as it did for me and so many men who I know in that department? Think of alcohol, weed, and porn as branches. They're not the problem. They're the indicator of something deeper, which is a lack of relationality, a lack of relationship, a lack of brotherhood, trauma, wounds, a lack of having a mission, a lack of having a purpose, etc. So that's the first thing. Number two was being in men's groups. I'm in two, and I've been in two for, you know, 5 and 4 years now. And it is profound. This is the thing I'll say. When I got to show up into a group and say, here's who I really am. Here are all the things that I feel like I need to hide from everybody in the world so they will accept me, but I'm not going to hide them from you. And you guys are still going to accept me, and you're going to tell me you love me, and you're going to tell me you trust me, and you're going to tell me that it's a positive when I bring up that, like, hey, I have insecurities, or hey, this is what's going on at home, or hey, I don't feel good about this part of my life, or hey, here's this thing I'm ashamed of. And you guys are going to go, cool, thank you for sharing that, and hug me. That like reorganized and unfucked my brain. My brain used to say, especially as an ex-nice guy, if I show people just the positives, they'll stay. As soon as they learn the negatives or the things I think are negative, they'll leave. That was my life. That's a lot of men's lives, right? Like, we hide a lot. We have a secret life. When I got to be around men who were conscious, who were intentional, who were powerful, like powerful, powerful men, and got to hear how they live and hear how they think, and also be perfectly honest about their own challenges, right? They're like, oh, you who I look up to, you still have the same thing I do. Oh, you who I look up to and you're on a huge worldwide stage, you're still a human. Holy crap. That gives me permission to be human too. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time selling the idea of being in men's groups. I don't know anybody who's gotten in one who hasn't benefited. I'll say that again. I don't know anybody who's gotten into men's groups who hasn't radically benefited from them. Radically. Whether that's my group, whether that's Connor's group, whether that's any other group out there, you can check manuncivilized.com/the nation. It doesn't matter to me what group you join. I know how good we are, and I know the difference between us and other groups is other groups will teach you how to be a good man. We're going to show you and teach you how to be an uncivilized man. That's a whole different animal. So for me, getting in men's groups was number two. Here's number three. I may have shared this story on the podcast before, but it's profound, and it only happened last year. I was at the initiation with Michael, with Dewey, and with Dave. We were sitting around before everybody got started, and Michael asked this question: what do you guys all want to feel or see with us, with the core group of facilitators and leaders? What do you want to see with us, not with the participants, right? Like, what are we all gelling on and agreeing to and hearing from each other? Like, hey, I want to experience this. I want to experience that. Like, one, what a profound way to start a group process, right? How awesome. And we all answered. And then we got back to Michael. This is Michael Gay. And he said, I want us to set the tone. Think about this. So what he's saying is, like, I want us four, when we walk into the room to teach, we are so grounded, we are so present. And then here's the key word. We're so embodied with this work. This work is so embodied in us that we could almost say nothing and the guys would get it. I want you to set the tone. Now, that was impactful for me, and I hope it's impactful for you, because what Michael was saying was, embody this message. And you know when you have stuff that's like you've heard, you've taught, you've seen, you've read 100 times, and then someone says one thing and they're like, woof, it all clicks together and gels together. That was when I really understood embodiment. I'd get it, right? I get it. And I had it in other ways. Like, I could embody my belt in jiu-jitsu. I could embody being a good surfer when I was out in the water. It was more like physical. There were times when I truly, truly felt like an uncivilized man. But it would be fleeting. It would go, it would come, it would go, it would come. I could, like, feel the vision of the movement. I could see the barn that we want to buy. I could see the land we want to have. I could see men's groups all over the world. I could see multiple initiations packed. And then, whew, it would go. It'd be very frustrating for me. But when he said, set the tone, I remember feeling my body change. I remember, like, my shoulders dropping, my stomach relaxing, and being like, oh, that's what embodiment means. And I remember doing it, like taking a breath, dropping in, walking into the room to teach, and saying, I want to embody everything I'm about to say. And I felt better, and I could feel the participants relax. It was really powerful. And I've done that over and over and over since, before walking into a room, before having a conversation with Katie, before walking in the front door, before showing up at jiu-jitsu, before showing up on a call to teach. Usually I would just meditate, like, right? I'd get grounded, like, get out of my head, but this was, oof, it was deeper. And so that's my new obsession personally. That changed me. And these three things that I mentioned changed me. And I imagine if you play with them, they'll change you too. So it got me to outgrow substances or outgrow vices. Do I still watch Netflix? Yeah. Do I still eat Swedish fish? Yeah. Right? Am I perfect? No. Am I, like, completely straight edge? No. Number two, joining a men's group taught me how to be in relationship as a whole, like me as a whole person and a whole man, and how to be accepted as a whole man. That was a radical experience. Still is. And then number three, hearing Michael say, set the tone, and how that felt to me about embodiment. I know these will help, so play with them. And folks, if you're interested, join us at this initiation, mid-April, Colorado, manuncivilized.com/initiation-co. This is a profound event. It's so profound that this year, even though we've talked about it in past years, we're taking before and after pictures of the guys' faces, because we always marvel at how different they look walking out from how they walked in. It's that transformational. You get Dewey and his horses. You get Michael and the outside. You get me, primal and divine. You get Dave with leadership. This is a profound, profound event. And ladies, if you're listening to this, please send that link to a man in your life, manuncivilized.com/initiation-co. Love you guys. Truly. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Please share this with someone in your life. Leave us a review. Go be uncivilized.